Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 17th of February, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Brian Chaffin. Hi, Brian.
I really love the podcast. That's my testimonial. That's my testimonial for the show.
Outstanding review from Brian. Also with me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
I'm not so convinced.
You're not so convinced that you love the podcast or that Brian does?
That I do.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I do.
She's got her own show, Brian.
Charlotte, so what's going on? Come on.
I know. It's brutal.
I have to sads now. Right. Well, are we doing it? This is a... show.
We were supposed to be talking about something else, but here we are. So actually, Charlotte, if you can bear it, I'd like to talk with you and Brian for a minute about a follow-up item, which is on Monday, you were here on the show with Dave, and we talked about the Apple TV and sort of what's the point.
Based on an article from official friend of the show, Jason Snell.
Yes, that paperwork should be out to Jason shortly. And we talked about sort of what's the point. And we got some feedback from people who listened to the show. And I think the number one thing that we heard was privacy, which was, I can do all that stuff with my television, but I don't want to give my TV that information. I'm much more comfortable with Apple knowing what I watch or how often or what time than I am with Samsung or LG or anybody else.
Yeah, we got a couple of tweets and comments pointing out that we hadn't mentioned this, and it's right to point out that we didn't mention it because it is an important issue. Mm-hmm. And for some people, I can definitely see the amount of money, the cost of an Apple TV is worth the privacy that we know is embedded into Apple stuff. So I do get that. It wouldn't be enough for me to turn my smart Samsung TV into a dumb TV and buy a $200 box or whatever it is. But I do understand that there is value in that for plenty of people, and I get that, and I think it's a valid point, and I'm glad our lovely listeners made that point.
I am exclusively Apple TV at this point.
Okay.
And so all of my TV consumption is coming from an app within Apple TV. And Apple TV is far from a perfect beast. It's far from a perfect beast. But when we were talking about this issue in our meeting before you recorded, privacy was the thing that came to my mind. I didn't give pushback at the time.
Okay.
But I very much would rather have all of that going through Apple, and I don't want to go through, I've got an LG device in my living room. I've got a tiny, very dumb TV from Vizio on my desk. Mm-hmm. And I don't really need LG, and I certainly wouldn't want Samsung to be clued into what I'm doing on my TV. And I very much prefer to have my apps going through Apple, as imperfect a solution and experience as it is with that ridiculous remote control.
True. I'll give you that.
I've got a kind of question, just because I'm interested in Brian's taking this as a TV, Apple TV user. What is the security protocols within the TV box that kind of stops anything getting to the now made dumb TV? It's the standard, like we know the end-to-end encryption stuff that Apple uses across all kinds of devices and various other privacy things that embeds into your Apple ID and all sorts of things. Those are on the Apple TV, right? Is there extra stuff that gives you reassurance?
For me, it's simply having Apple in charge of it. This is the case of an Apple I trust. Much more importantly, in Apple's business model I trust.
Mm-hmm. You see, and that's the problem. That's the bit of this discussion I slightly have the problem with.
Okay. Because?
Because, how can I put this in a not rude or...
Don't be rude.
So that's not, okay.
You're not just meeting me.
I mean,
no, no, that sounds a bit culty to me. Apple is still a massive tech giant company. And as I say, we know it does loads of really good privacy stuff. I regularly advocate for it with friends and colleagues when they're like, why do you bother spending the extra amount on an iPhone? Do you mm-hmm. really believe that? Why do you want Apple to have all your data? Well, actually, there's loads of things built on an iPhone. The answer is
that you just want Gen Y to think you're cool.
Sure, sure, sure. But so anyway, yeah, there are lots of reasons why, particularly around phone and Apple Pay and all those things, the security stuff that we cover mm-hmm. a lot on the Mac Observer gives me huge reassurances. There's lots of reasons why I want a Apple ID as opposed to one linked to Android and Google.
Mm-hmm.
But
lots and lots of reasons. I'm trying to get at the specific thing around TV. And
well,
TV.
Like I said, I corrected myself and said an Apple I trust to an Apple's business model I trust.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's the business model that is not predicated on making me the product that I trust. And the thing is I am less worried about everything that you just said today and understanding that that could change in the future. Like, be it because something in the world changes, be it because new executives are running Apple and, you know, and here I am thoroughly embedded in everything that they're doing. And now I'm stuck, or, you know, a whole bunch of things could change, but I'm not worried about all of the things that you said today when it comes to Apple. I don't think it's culty. I think it's actually informed, an informed opinion based on their business model and their known practices. But there is certainly some faith involved, to your point.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I definitely think it works across lots of different products, as the phone being the most obvious.
Yeah.
The fact that I'm much happier having an Apple Watch collecting my health data than probably a watch or wearable made by another company, because I know how that data is stored and who has access to it. All of those things I entirely agree with. I'm just trying to work out where TV streaming fits into that.
Well, for me, it's because there are two axes of what you're doing in the Apple TV, right? So there's I have a box from Apple that is the container for the apps I put on it, for ESPN, for HBO, for Showtime, for Peacock, whatever. Like, whatever apps I install on the Apple TV. Like, Apple knows what those are. I don't know that Apple necessarily cares what they are, or cares how much time any of them is in use or anything like that. So what you have to worry about is what ESPN and HBO and Showtime and Peacock, what they're doing with your data, because your relationship with ESPN may be very different than your relationship with Apple. So that's part of what I'm wondering about with this is, like, I feel like when I use the Apple TV, my relationship with Apple is almost immaterial because Apple doesn't really care what I'm doing with the box. They care I bought one. So good for you. Okay.
I bet you
Brian's Apple making noise. I feel like Brian has something to contribute. But that's my stance with it is like ESPN may be doing something with all of the data that you give it by using it on the Apple TV, but they didn't get it from Apple. You know what I mean?
Correct. So, they didn't get it from Apple, and they're getting it from your use.
Right.
But I imagine that Apple is doing something with the data of how you use Apple TV. It's just not packaging it up and selling access to you based on what they're doing with it.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. So again, it's the business model in which I trust.
Right.
You know, it's like the little thing that I've talked about quite a bit, where Tim Cook said that the news app doesn't need to know what music we're listening to. And yeah. I say, yes, it does. It needs to know it precisely needs to know what music I'm listening to so that it can show me relevant news stories about the bands that I like without me having to go out and search for them.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And To that extent, I want Apple to have access to my information that the TV information.
Yeah. Okay, I can see that. But what Apple's doing with that data is taking it in and then sort of giving it back to you, like, because it comes, like, if you're using Apple News, it comes, you know, from Apple, right? So, like, it's never really leaving Apple. It's not Apple giving it to Tiger Beat Magazine to make sure that you're getting relevant articles about whoever.
Yeah, or selling access
right
to me based on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So, yeah, that's... So, it seems... I don't know. It seems sort of less gross, I guess, because it's working that way instead of...
It feels a lot less gross.
Yeah, because it's just Apple giving it to... Like, one piece of Apple giving it to another piece of Apple, which seems pretty okay to me because it's still not leaving Apple.
I don't know that they do that. I mean, like I said, Tim specifically said that he doesn't think that the news app needs access to what we're listening to.
Right.
And that's something that I hope I hope is changing as time goes on, because yeah. I do believe that there are aspects of what Google does with our information that can be very beneficial to its users.
Sure.
I just don't like all the side effects to go along with that. I don't like the business model that goes along with that.
Right. And I think that's the piece of it that sort of makes it interesting, is like Google could keep it internally and do something with it, but they're not. Like, that's not the point of what Google's doing. So I agree with Tim Cook on the fact that, for example, the news app doesn't need to know what music you're listening to. It would be helpful as a user experience if I were able to explicitly grant that permission. But like, from a nuts and bolts perspective, those two apps don't ever need to know about each other. And he's right. And that's fine. Like, but yeah, I agree with you. It could be a little more fun to do something different. So thank you for the feedback, everyone, on that, because the privacy piece of it is kind of important. I think the rest of what's important to me about the Apple TV right now is that what we have is not new, and it's kind of expensive for what it is, and it's not as powerful a hardware as I think people probably deserve from Apple. So that's why I'm sort of hoping we'll get something new in the very near future. When we do, we'll talk about it. Charlotte, I wanted to also ask you, we have a little bit of time left to chat about some interesting stuff that Apple is doing around For All Mankind.
Yeah, a couple of things. We're about to get the second season that starts on Tuesday, and they've got a new AR app basically that you can use it. And there's a video up on as well, which we have as a cool stuff found up on the website. And there is an app called For All Mankind Time Capsule, and if you do that, it's don't know how to do it without being a spoiler, but basically it's a shows you kind of the time there, and it builds into your local area, and it's very cleverly done. It's worth playing with over in the App Store.
Cool.
All right. Yeah, and the new video kind of shows a bit of how it works and looks at what's coming. And as I say, February 19th is season 2.
Cool. Now, along with that, we're also getting a podcast.
Yes. That's right. There is a new podcast that's going to start, which again it's real astronauts, I believe, talking about it and discussing it and asking questions.
Awesome.
But yeah, it's the first time really that we've seen, particularly from a fiction show, that we've seen a podcast related to it. It's something we assumed is going to expand in with Apple TV Plus and crossovers with podcasts, but this is the first one we're really going to know about. So,
yeah, and that's actually a part of what makes this interesting, I think, and relevant to your interest specifically, is this is the thing you just discussed on Media Plus about Apple getting into this, right?
Yeah, there's the new Media Plus is out now. And yeah, it's really interesting. We discussed kind of the idea of what will there be complimentary podcasts? Will Apple get involved in that world? Because, you know, we've talked about it. We've assumed for a long time, really, that Apple will make original podcasts, maybe have its own Podcast Plus thing, you know, somewhere in the subscription. But yeah, Nick Kwa from Hot Pod joined me for that episode. And we had quite an interesting conversation about it. And basically, it seems the way Apple is going is that there are going to be original podcasts related to shows. And, you know, there are people who are being, you know, they're hiring people in Europe to be involved in podcasts. And it seems very likely to me that that is the direction we're going in. And this is kind of a little bit of dipping your toes in.
Yeah, especially with a show like this where you can ground it in something very real, which is, you know, we're going to talk to astronauts about being in space.
Right.
And it's a show about astronauts going to space. So
yeah, I think we're pretty sure that Jon Stewart's deal involves making a podcast as well, which, as you say, kind of it makes sense in the way you're describing that it relates to what he's talking about. So we've got show on a certain real life topic. Here's a podcast discuss, you know.
Yeah. So I think it'll be interesting to see how that goes in particular with that podcast, because that's the first time we've gotten one from Apple about a show. Like, I'm sure other people have done podcasts about the morning show and Servant and all that kind of stuff. But this is the first time we're getting one from Apple about it.
I think is audio as well.
Oh, okay. All right, I didn't realize they were like, that, the that she was doing stuff, some. Okay, I thought that was just video. So, all right, my mistake.
Yeah, no, Oprah's Book Club is a podcast as well.
Oh,
but all right, which kind of makes sense because it's not really.
It does. Yeah, you don't need video for that.
It's not much difference.
Yeah. So, that's gonna do it for us today. So, Brian, as always, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I do love the podcast or the product or whatever it is. I don't know. Thank you, Kelly.
That went well. Charlotte Henry, thanks so much for coming by.
Thanks so much for having me. I love it too.
Oh, I'm glad we were able to change your mind. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other and let's be careful out there.